Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And you can listen to us on Mondays at 1:30 Central Standard Time. If you have any questions, comments, or any feedback, please give us a shout-out on our email at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We would absolutely love if you went to Facebook and liked our Facebook page. We're trying to build that up. It's been a slow process. And we appreciate every single one of you who like our page, Divine Goddess Radio. And please go check out our website, divinegoddessradio.com. And Marie and I are also available for Divine Goddess parties as well as teaching classes. So if you have 10 or more individuals, we are willing to travel to you. So again, just email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. If you want to set up an individual reading with either of us or both of us, you can email Marie at 651-303-0555 and Beth at 651-941-36. Other than that, welcome everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy New Year, everybody. Hopefully you caught our first show of the year where we kind of talked about, you know, what 2015 was about and what we can expect in 2016. And just to do a little follow-up, it's not the right this month. We're still finishing up stuff from 2015. It's all the really deep, heavy stuff. So if you're having, you know, a hard time, and it's also Mercury retrograde, just breathe through it. We're halfway over. It's coming to a close. Things are actually starting to feel lighter, and things are actually going to start moving forward. So just hang in there.
And, you know, some of the symptoms, you guys, can be headaches, flu-like symptoms right now. Many people are
stomach.
Stomach issues. Also, eyes are being worked on because our perceptions are being worked on. I have, and it might be your left side, might be your right side. Mine happens to the left side, my left eye. And what is really weird is it's on the outside. It's just continuously running.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was watching TV. It was like crying from the side. I've never seen it happen.
It might have been chapped on the
eye.
Mine hurts. And then I keep blinking and, you know, like trying to focus. And I'm going, you guys, just keep, you know, work on my eyes and keep them clear. But, yeah.
So those are some of the ascension symptoms, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, like I was saying, the stomach, just weird nausea that comes out of nowhere. Just breathe through it. It'll pass. And just know that it is an ascension symptom and be gentle on yourself.
And everybody needs to be outside, even if it's cold. There's no excuses. You need to be outside. This is the time we need to really be connecting with the earth right now. Trees are really speaking to us, so listen to what they're saying. They're beckoning you into the woods. Go there, go there, go there, because I would almost bet, I experience it every day, so I don't know what it's like, but I would bet you would be experiencing something very magical when you walk in there. So the trees are doing something magnificent for us. And all the readings that I've been doing, everybody's being beckoned into the woods. So go there, walk on the earth.
But if you live where we do, where the air temperature is minus and the wind chill is
no excuse, honey,
make sure you bundle up.
Oh, yeah.
Just bundle up.
Be smart.
And, you know, ask whoever to get the message to you quick so you can run out and run back.
It has to do with, I don't think it's just about messages. I think it's, why I know for a fact it is. It's because you're going in a space where they're helping you shift. And out in the wilderness with the trees, most of them haven't been tainted. There are natural vortexes and portals that haven't been messed with yet. So you're stepping into that. I could tell you some stories just from this past week, and oh my God, it's been absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. Well, God blessed time for the Libras, let me tell you. I hope all Libras are doing fantastic.
Yeah, and this is supposed to be a really good year for Pisces, so I'm holding on to that. I'm holding on to it. That's going to be a much better year. And I do have, like, a yearly horoscope posted on our Divine Goddess Radio page, and I also do weekly. So hop on there and see how it resonates with you.
And, you guys, this is a good time of really becoming clear on your intentions and so what you thought that you wanted or whatever you wanted to manifest. If it's not happening, it doesn't mean it's not going to. It's just for you to sit back and really clarify with yourself and get down to the nitty-gritty, is this what I really want? And then getting setting up goals and then putting those goals into action. So I thought I was going to go one way to the universe. My future self has been talking to me this whole weekend saying, you know what, I'm really nervous you're not going to start writing your book. She just came in again today and I said, woman, back off. Back off. Just give me a general idea of what specific am I supposed to be focusing on right now. So a lot of, I know I'm not the only one, but I know I'm more rare than anything. But I wouldn't know that people's future selves are going, get your ass a moving.
Mm-hmm.
So, because you're holding everything up. So it's more, we're in our own way. Get the hell out of the way.
Right. And that I actually heard that message. For some reason, it'll be interesting to see what the theme is today, because this is what I got for today was get out of your own way.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. And remember, this is a 9 year. This is a completion year.
Woo!
So completion, you know, things that we were trying to get going last year, we will be able to act on those this year. It's also, 9 is also completion. So there's a lot of completion going on. A lot of souls are leaving.
Yeah.
So, you know, just send everybody love, and just know that when people leave during a 9 year, it's because they feel like they have completed what they needed to complete. And there was also last week a planetary configuration with Pluto. Pluto is the planet of transformation. And when it's conjuncted with, I believe, Neptune, and that's a pretty harsh thing. So that's why you saw a lot of people leaving.
Oh, my God.
You saw a lot of people leaving last week. So,
remember, you guys, it's not a bad thing. It's the personality that we miss. But, my God, they're done with the first crap. Celebrate their life. And if they didn't have anything to celebrate, find something to celebrate.
Right.
You know, raise the frequency for them.
Exactly. So, hopefully this year, you know, like I said, it started out good for you, but if you've experienced the stall, like a lot of us have, it's because, again, of Mercury retrograde, and it's just an opportunity for you to review what you already want to do and make sure that you reviewed and redo the plans that you have made so that when it goes forward, it's all in place.
Woo! There you go, folks. Completion.
Yep. So if you want to call in, we're doing one question readings, 347-327-9360. And we're going to go ahead and get in with our very first caller. Okay. Hello. Well, you're on the air. Who are you speaking with and where are you calling from?
Jennifer.
Hello.
From Oklahoma.
Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer from Oklahoma. Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. What is your question, Jennifer?
Yes, I was just needing to see if you see me getting mic anytime soon.
All right. Hold on. We're tuning in. Jennifer,
okay.
Getting host. Okay. I'm hearing there's still some work that has to be done on your end.
Okay.
And was there a child protection involvement in this?
No, there's not any court involved yet.
Okay, I'm kind of picking up there's a power struggle going on right now. Just make sure that you come from your heart, that you keep it very heart-based.
Okay.
Focus on the good of your children. That should be your only focus. All the other stuff, all the drama around it, that's not your focus.
Okay.
Um,
Okay, I'm just going to say what I'm seeing jail, so I have to get out of the way of interpretation. So is your partner, your ex-partner, is he an asshole?
Yes.
Okay, so then so you're feeling in prison, so that would make sense with why I continue to see jail.
Power struggle.
And that would be a power struggle right there. I'm hearing it will be a breakthrough within 3 months. Hang in. But he will be he's got a lot of daddy issues. Lots of daddy issues.
Yeah.
But he is working on him on a deeper level, just so you know. So as long as soul is making him do the work during this Mercury retrograde, it feels like within 3 months he's feeling much better. Doesn't mean it's going to take that long, but within 3 months, things are going to be turning around. So hopefully it will be sooner, but stay positive. Stay positive. That's the role you're playing in it. Stay very positive and knowing whatever has to work out for the highest and greatest good of all, no matter what, your children will face, no matter what.
Okay.
But you can do it. You can get through it. You will get through it. It feels very, very good. There's a light at the end of the tunnel, sweetie.
Stay focused and centered on your heart.
Yeah.
Just radiate from your heart towards your kids.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
And, you know, make sure that you're thinking loving things towards him, because he is the children of your the father of your children. So remain positive towards that, even though your experience may not be pleasant.
Okay. Thank you all.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Nothing?
Okay. All right. Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Suzanne. And my question is, do you see my son coming to move back in with me in 2016 or 17?
Okay, let's see. Interesting. I'm hearing he's going to end up being independent and going off on his own.
Well, he can't do that yet. He's only 14. He'll be 15 next year. I mean, in February.
He might be picking up on the fact that at 14, court-wise, he can start making decisions. It feels like 2016, the end of 2016, that he'll be coming back with you, though. But you still need to be working on some of your stuff. You need to let go of your relationship with his father. Do the same thing that we said to the woman before. Really put loving thoughts, because this is about the other parent. So here's our theme, exes. That's the theme of the day. So it's really sending out the love and the light towards the other parents, because no matter what the relationship, you guys, it's about teaching your kids to love all. To love both, and whatever goes on with you and dad does not matter. So that has
have done that. He hasn't talked to me since like 2002, even about my son. He won't.
Yeah.
I'm still hearing the word independence with your son. So, it may be that he is also, he thinks independently. He's not codependent, and he's not. He's had to, even though he might be with a parent, he's had to, in a way, be on his own. So he's a very independent thinker.
Yeah, you're right.
So just, when he does come to stay with you, just be very, just keep that in mind, that he isn't independent and he will present himself that way. Just so you know how to approach him and see where his thinking comes from.
And then I'm also hearing your guide say there's some things that you need to still change, some old ways that you need to really look at, because they no longer serve your highest good. And your guides I'm hearing are saying that you know what that is. Finally, let it go. So it feels like you're really, really stubborn. So look at how your stubbornness has served its purpose in the past, but it no longer serves your purpose now. It's no longer for your highest good. So look at, there's no wrong or right, you guys. It's all about life lessons. Mm-hmm. It's all about the experience, because it's all about soul growth. So be able to look at it from that perspective, and you'll see that stuff is going to shift a lot quicker and faster for you. But this will be the year he'll be coming back. But it doesn't feel like it'll be until more towards the end of the year.
Okay.
All right.
All right. All right, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Change your ways. We all have to change our ways. The old is done, people.
Exactly.
Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Victoria, and I'm calling from Connecticut.
Victoria?
Good, how are you?
Very good. I'll just say your name. I love it. I've never heard of it. What can I do for you?
I was calling to ask you what you see in regards to my love life, what you see with the current man in my life and where you see that going.
Interesting. The first thing I heard was stepping stone, getting prepared for the real one coming down the road.
June! I'm here in June.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was it?
So,
what was
have,
that?
Have fun with this one. Pardon?
I'm sorry, what
Hello?
Was the last thing you said?
What did I say? I have to say, you're preparing for the real one. So have fun with this one. Have fun. Let your heart be opened up and take it on the surface. Have fun with it.
Okay. And when do you see? Well, things with this current one are kind of, it's been like a roller coaster ride. So right now it's not really looking too great, but I was just always wondering like, well, are things going to get better? And I'm starting to feel like I need to move forward, but.
This person showed you that he came into your life to show you what it is that you don't want. So he has parts of what you do want and what you're looking for in a relationship, but he's also
mm-hmm.
showing you the parts that you don't want. So now you already, it's shown you, okay, yep, this is right. I will not tolerate this in a relationship. So going forward, nope, I'm not putting up with this. I want better, and you will get better.
Nothing wrong with saying you're out of here.
And when do you
yep.
see me meeting this new person?
June. Finish up these ties here with him.
Yeah.
Don't just go, you're out of my life. We better come in. It's like, sit down and be an adult about it and grow from it.
Yeah.
Together.
I'm hearing by February it'll be, you'll be done.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Yep, so just take the lessons and, move forward. But just keep being you.
Just keep being you.
Right.
Be you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right, well, bye-bye. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Melissa in North Carolina.
Hello, Melissa. Melissa, what's your question, Melissa?
There's a guy that works with my sister, and I met him back during the summer. And when I met him, I felt a soul connection. I've had this happen before. And so I'm like in Scooby-Doo mode, why is this man here? He's married, which I won't touch with a 10-foot pole. But I'm like, he's all over the place. I can't read him. I don't know what he wants. He acts like he's not married, which concerns me. But, why is he here?
All right, first thing I heard was player. they're saying, you know what, it's just take it for face value, there's nothing deep. He has no intention of leaving his wife.
God, that is
right.
A thing for the rest of the week, seriously. Girl, don't go down that path. You're better than that.
No, I'm not. No. I think you're
definitely
type of
your guy, and you're even their soul partner. We have more than one. We have many.
Mm-hmm.
So really set some standards for yourself and set some really good boundaries of what you will or will not do. And
no,
the rest is up to you.
Yeah, I've already set boundaries with him. I figured he's some type of learning lesson to mirror something back. And I was like, what is it? I'm tired of these.
Well, yeah. It's about whether or not you're going to act on it and do
right.
something, you know, and it's about, are you going to stay in your integrity? Are you going to stay in your integrity?
Yeah.
Or are you going to let, you know, the word that's coming up, are you going to let lust win? So,
no,
no judgment.
And lust doesn't,
you know,
lust isn't that. Do you see any potentials coming up that are worth looking at?
Yeah, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
6 months. I heard August, so let me see. Yeah, that's not fair. July, August. Yeah.
Okay.
So really get
cool.
The kind of man that you want.
Yeah.
You want somebody who's monogamous, somebody who's faithful, somebody who listens, somebody who communicates,
somebody who's not married or attached. So
right.
if you've been, if you you said you have the pattern, so look at the pattern and then identify what it is, and then let the universe, I mean, speak out and say, you know what? I've learned my lesson. This is what I keep attracting, and it's done. I get it now. This is not the right
yeah.
kind of person for me. I'm done.
And sure, the past lifetime you were at none, and you weren't getting any. And so now this is a lifetime that is being presented, you know, the temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's usually the way, it goes.
So it's like,
yeah.
Now you get to sit here and make the decision of what kind of man you want in your life.
Yeah, I wrote the whole manifesting thing and put everything I wanted, and nowhere it states married. So I'm like, really? Another one? Yeah, so this is like the second married man, and I'm like, really? I don't want this. Why are these people coming up at the door?
Are you putting on your list that he is single and available? So
I'm sorry?
Make sure you put on your list that
yeah.
this time coming in is single and available.
I put single available, physically, emotionally
yeah.
available.
Yeah,
you
all.
Have to be that specific with the universe.
Yeah,
that'll read your
much wrote
me. I go look at my book like, oh my God, he's gonna be single and available.
Okay. I'm sorry, you're breaking up. I can't hear all that, but
oh.
okay, cool bean.
Basically, we just said that we have to go and look at our own list and make sure we have a single and available. So,
yeah, you have to be that
yeah.
specific. You
yeah.
have to be that specific, yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Right.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to take a question from the chat room.
Question from the chat room.
Okay, it's just from guest 7823. Do you see a reconciliation with a girl I was dating recently? I keep seeing her name and having dreams about her. Oh, Mercury retrograde is certainly bringing up all the ex stuff, isn't it? Isn't that interesting?
Believe it or not, I'm hearing yes, there is going to be a reconciliation. Yes, there is. But it won't be till June. You guys are both finishing up some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So get out of your way. And if she's for your highest and greatest good, it will happen. But I'm hearing reconciliation. It could be to where you guys are going to reconciliate. You become friends. Becomes a healthy relationship for the two of you. I don't know if it's necessarily partnership, to be honest with you. But she's coming back into your life.
Yeah, she's finishing up a bunch of stuff that she needs to get done. She's got old ties that she hasn't completely severed and gotten over. So she's got to finish all of that stuff before she can move forward.
So there you go. The words and wisdom.
All right. Well, thank you for asking the question.
Yeah. So that'll be an exciting thing because it feels like you guys are both changed for the better.
Interesting.
Well,
it's interesting how relationships are coming up with the past relationships because of Mercury retrograde. Everybody's renewing, and this is where people from the past tend to show up just to give us that, did I do things the right way? Is there things that I need to review? People come in for a reason. All right, next caller. Hi there, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Vicki. I'm from Oklahoma.
Hi, Vicki. How you doing?
Fine.
Do you have a question?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Last summer I found out that my husband was talking to another woman through messaging and pictures, and I decided to stay and give him another chance, but it's really been hard on our relationship. We were newlyweds. We were only married 8 months. And I want to know if he says he's not doing it, he's realized how much he hurt me, and he'll never do it again. You know, he hasn't physically cheated, but it's just really hard for me to trust him and to believe him, because my husband that passed away cheated on me for 4 years.
Mm.
So I want to know, is he telling the truth? You know, has it stopped?
The first thing I heard right when you said, is he telling the truth, I heard no. Again, no, you decipher and discern for yourself if that is stealing truth to you. And these are words that are just coming up. I'm hearing hanky-panky. What that hanky-panky means, to the extent, he's not being 100% honest with you. And just so you know, I do not blindly just come out and say this, because I will sit here and say I'm not saying that, because I will not be responsible for a marriage dissolving. But it's coming in loud and clear with me. I definitely would recommend, if you would do the marriage counseling, so whatever has to be resolved, that's how I would recommend. And then you can make decisions from that point forward. If he doesn't go to marriage counseling, you have your counselor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. The question is, why is he feeling like he needs this? There's deeper stuff with him that it's almost like, I don't want to say worthiness, but there's a worthiness issue that's deep within him, that he feels that, you know, what he has, he can see what he has, but he has to keep going for more. So the question is, why? So, you know, as Beth suggested, counseling would be great to figure out, why does he need to do this when he has something good in his hand?
And, sweetheart, hear me loud and clear. This is not about you. That's not about something you need to change about yourself. This is his stuff, not yours. But it's affecting you. So just don't go, oh, my God, should I, could I, what could I have done differently? This is not about you. You're a very good person. You are lovable. You are very lovable. This is his stuff. That's what I'm saying. I would suggest marriage counseling. If he doesn't do it, then you have your answer.
Yeah.
But be okay with being able to accept that answer.
Yeah. And I'm hearing also there's a lot of mother issues with him, too, that, you know, from childhood that have affected him. So, counseling would be great for him to get it up and out. So he can turn it around.
Okay. You're strong enough to get through this, just so you know. You're strong enough to get through it.
Oh, I've been through it before. So, you know, but my gut feeling was telling me that he was not being truthful, you know, that it hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
I just haven't caught him. I haven't caught him again yet.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you have to go through that.
But you're such a
lovely person, because I can see your light shining. Don't let it dull your light.
Yeah.
And I know that's easier said than done. You're a beautiful spirit.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Good luck.
Let's not have any more heavy ones like that, people.
Thank you. All right.
Oh, hello, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Laura, and I'm in New Jersey.
New Jersey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're great. Do you have a question?
I do. I'm on a contract right now currently, but it's boring. I'm not being challenged at all. And so I've been looking elsewhere for something that's a little more challenging that will allow me to, you know, grow. And so two recruiters have contacted me. One, it's a multi-year contract in North Carolina, and the other is a remote contract that is for 1 year, and it's based in Georgia, but I can work from home. Do you see me getting either one of these jobs?
Working from home.
Yep, that's exactly what I got, too. The work from home one. And I'm here to be very lucrative.
Oh, good, good, good. She said it was a year, but it had a good chance of being renewed after the first year.
Yep, I'm actually hearing that it's a long term. That one long term. So, it's gonna turn into something really good. That you'll be there with them for quite a while. Yep.
Well, it wouldn't require me to move to Georgia, would it? Because I'm thinking about buying a house in New Jersey.
No, I'm hearing telecommute. Is it possible to do telecommute this job?
Yeah, I would hope so, because if they're allowing me to do remote work, I'm hoping that if they did offer me a permanent job, that they would continue to let me do that.
Yeah, I'm hearing that you would not be moving.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good luck. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Make sure there's nobody in the chat room. Okay. Here's another question from the chat room from Georgia Peach.
Georgia Peach.
Okay. I am under a special plan with my mortgage company that allows me to keep my home while being unemployed. Do you see me staying at my home once I find employment, or is a move coming?
Move. I heard that right away. What are you getting, Marie?
I'm also hearing move.
I'm hearing downsize.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, smaller house. So a smaller house that's going to be more affordable and is going to fit you better. It's going to give you less stress. And you'll be able to sell it. Oh, okay. I'm actually hearing you'll be able to sell it and get equity from it in order to get another house. So hopefully that works.
So does that mean she gets to pay off her house and then she has enough money to put it by?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yep.
So isn't that nice? Nice. Yes.
So, it's not, and I'm not hearing it's going to be like immediate. I'm hearing probably within a year. So there you go.
Words to know.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Georgia Peach.
Georgia Peach.
Okie dokie. Grab our next caller. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, we're being slow. Come on. All right, taking a minute for the computer to get in. Gotta love Mercury retrograde.
Maybe you have to rethink your question.
Yep.
Are you sure you want to ask the question you're going to be asking?
Oh, interesting. It's taking a long time to connect with them. And I can't put them on hold either.
What?
Yeah.
So they're like in midair?
They're just fucking green. Oh, wait a minute. We lost. That's because the internet connection. Hold on a second. Just dropped.
No, imagine Marie's going through this. If I was manning this, you guys, we would have shut down. I don't even know how many times.
You know what? This is Mercury. This is a prime example of Mercury retrograde, because it's been happening a lot where my computer will just all of a sudden go bloop, and the internet just shuts down. So bear with us. I hope to God you can hear us. We're still connected on the phone. So we're just, hold on, working on the adapter here. Anyways, let's see. What else can we talk about? Let's see.
What's some interesting facts that have been happening?
Electronic. Electronic. Well, it's kind of interesting, the theme of the show.
Relationships.
Yeah, relationships. They're being tested.
Mine would be about relationships with computers. We're back on, folks.
It's coming back. Hold on. Here we go.
Yep, there we go.
All right, now let's try it.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air, finally.
Hi. Thank you
Hi.
For taking
Who
my
speaking
This is Leanne.
Who? I'm sorry?
Leanne.
What is your question?
Okay, my question is, I'm going through a breakup right now, and I've been trying to move forward, and it's been difficult, and the ex is still communicating, and some days he's angry, and some days he's just fine. So I was just curious if you see he and I getting back together, or if I'm doing the right thing by kind of getting out there and moving forward.
Get out there and move on forward, Leanne.
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing. You definitely are.
Okay.
It feels like a new guy is going to be coming in with blonde hair.
He's already, yeah. Yes, that's someone I had went out with a few times, so, yeah.
Yeah. I'm also getting the same message. Move forward, just leave the, and these are the exact words, leave the baggage in the past.
Okay.
There's no need to continue with it anymore. You're done.
Okay.
And then in 6 months,
okay.
You'll have a new guy coming in. But clear this one out, you know, end it amicably, you know, be the lighter, brighter person, and but move forward, and then reestablish what it is that you're looking for.
Okay.
And put it up in the book for 6 months, your new one's coming.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
It's going to be another blondish guy, because they keep saying, I'm a new one. So it's going to be a new one.
Okay.
This is You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Sounds like his name is Tim. So don't get caught up in the name.
I'm sorry?
And it sounds like his name is Tim. I'm hearing Tim, and I don't get the name. So I'm going, okay, but don't get caught up in the name and go, oh, you're not Tim, so I can't talk to you. You're not Tim. I can't talk to you. So if you hear any Tims, and I was going to feel drawn to that, there's a reason for it.
Okay, definitely.
Okay, let's come right, in.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, grab our next caller. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. My name's Mike.
Hello, Mike. What's your question?
I'm calling to see what y'all get in regards to, like, a future relationship for me.
Just if there's one coming, you mean?
Right, yes.
Okay. Mike, in a future relationship, have you let go fully of your last relationship?
Yes.
I'm still seeing there are a couple of really thin cords, so make sure those tiny little cords are completely disconnected and cut. I'm hearing later summer.
Later summer, okay. Okay. In any details you can provide in regards to what they'll look like?
Is it a female that you're looking for?
No.
Well, then, okay. Just hold on with what I'm going to say. This one has very feminine claws, because I want to be very mindful of what it is that I'm saying. This will be a individual with very creative side, blonde hair, with another blonde. Hair is going to be a little bit longer, but there's going to be waves to it. It looks like there's a lot of curl. I'm seeing this individual, but it's going to be a nice match for you.
Okay.
But a great
Alrighty.
Personality. Very great, a great personality. They're going to woo you with their personality.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The name starts with a D. A D, okay.
D as in dog.
That's funny you just said dog. I just recently got a dog, and he seems to be liking it here. He seems to be adjusting pretty well.
I'm also hearing, though, Mike, your guys are saying you really need some good quality time with yourself for a few months. So really, really date yourself for a while. Take time to know who it is you are and what you really want out of life. And be very, very confident in who you are. because that's going to help you with your relationship.
Okay.
Okay. So take time to just reflect on the things that you really feel are important in your life.
Okay.
And then your guys are saying you need some downtime, yeah.
Yeah. Are they saying anything in regards to this dog that I'm having, like if it's a good match?
Oh, yeah. Faithful companion for life. You guys are, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Good. He seems to be adjusting a lot better. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, are you muted? You can unmute.
Okay, are you muted? Put you back on hold. Go to my next caller.
Hi there, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi, ladies. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. What's your question?
Hi. My question is, do you see a relationship coming in for me this year, romantically?
Regina. I'm hearing between June and July. It feels more like towards the end of July, but it could start where you're in a cross path in June. It feels like the middle to end of June, but nothing will start happening until July.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, just start opening yourself up a little bit more. You've been really closed off and just being really nervous to allow somebody in. So just allow yourself to start opening up your heart and just almost envision yourself like a flower that's opening up, so that by the time the summer comes, you're really ready.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like I said, I wasn't in a relationship. I'm trying to put myself out there more. That's the goal for me this year, just to really just be more open. You know, and not being like, I'm not going to find love being at my house, so I know that. So I know I have to go out.
It's just, because
last year I had a divorce, so I feel like I'm ready. And, February would be a year, so I think that gave me an ample amount of time to do what I need to do and work on myself, so. Summer probably is a good time, I can actually give somebody a full attention and actually ready to receive it.
So just start opening back up again and, don't be afraid to engage in conversation. Don't be afraid to flirt a little bit. But as you do that, you can find yourself opening up a lot more. And being very comfortable.
Right. Yep. And it's going to be more of a, is it going to be more like a casual encounter or something, or at work or something? I didn't know if I heard that right.
I'm actually seeing you with a bunch of female friends out somewhere, and then you just, it's just striking up conversation. And it's not a bar. So it's more like a coffee shop kind of place.
Don't rule out grocery stores either.
I know, right?
I'm in the grocery store with you, but don't just sit here and go, oh, my God, I got to be at the grocery store.
Wow. Because I'm seeing you with nothing and then just spontaneously starting conversation and talking. So,
Okay. Well, that's good then.
Hang out in produce.
You're the produce. Yeah, I won't rule out no grocery store. grocery stores. I mean, I go to the grocery store just like every week, so I won't rule that out. Because you never know who you might meet in the line, so just never know.
Right.
Good luck.
Right.
But you can come. You promise. Just be patient.
Okay. I will.
Well, good luck.
No problem.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, so you want to call in 347-327-9360. Grab our next caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a question. Do you see a romantic relationship developing between a friend of mine and I, or is it something that I should just not pursue?
Not pursue?
I'm hearing that, you guys are just going to stay friends. You keep the friendship, and you're actually going to meet someone through this friendship.
Okay.
It's somebody that it's through a friend of a friend of his.
Okay.
Yeah. So just you know, keep doing whatever friends do. You guys hang out or you go places together, becoming romantic between the two of you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's what I needed to know.
Yeah, but you guys have fun together, so have fun with that.
Yeah.
Good company. You're good company, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll go back and see if that person decided they wanted to be on the air.
Hi, you're on the air. Did you want to ask a question? Hello?
Well, they do not. Okay.
Alrighty then.
Hello, goddesses. My name is Ellen. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Ellen. How can we do for you?
Well, I have a question.
Do
you see any change in my work or living space in the near future, next couple of months.
Work or living space for Ellen?
Like a move.
Well, I heard change of residence.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Can you give me... I'm sorry.
Specifics?
Do you live in California?
New York.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I'm here in California. And I'm tuning into what kind of work. Are you an artist?
No.
Or artistic in the line of work that you do?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
Are you artistic in the line of work that you do? Or do you create?
No. Well, I like to think I create, but it certainly, most people wouldn't view it creative stuff. It's like I do grant writing, so I have to think about how to write what I'm doing. Yeah, but
that's extremely creative.
Yeah. I'm hearing you're going to be expanding on stuff more. But I keep hearing California for you.
Yeah, do you work in conjunction with an institution in California?
No. I don't.
Interesting.
Okay, I don't know what any of this means. Because I keep getting artwork, so I don't know if you're going to be doing something with a museum. Keep an open mind. Don't rule anything out. Because I'm seeing pictures and I'm hearing the word museum. So it sounds like something new is going to be coming to you, and it's going to really open up your creative juices. And again, grant writing is extremely creative.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have to be very creative in gaining money, so you're even more creative than you think you are. But there's something you're going to be doing with a museum. I'm not to the extent of sure of what specifically it is, if it's going to be grant writing. It almost feels like that, though. It almost feels like that, so don't say no to it, even if you think there isn't a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, And you're going to be in the metropolitan area, so that would make sense with make sense with California. So don't rule any of that out and just be open-minded to it.
I definitely will be. I'll tell you, moving across country to California would be truly a surprise.
Interesting.
It
yeah. They're definitely saying stay open because you will make a connection that will lead you down that path. So it's coming. They're saying expect a surprise out of the blue. So
yep. Big change is coming for you. What that big change is going to be, that's what I in a museum.
I'm very happy with that. No, I want to. Is this a change that I will be happy with?
Yeah. No, you do have big change coming. You're finishing. You just have to finish up the old. You're finishing out all the old ways that no longer serve you. So as you finish them and you acknowledge them and be done with them, the new stuff starts coming in.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all going to be moving forward in February, and I'm really feeling people are going to start. It's like I see a slingshot effect where people are pulled back and then boom. So February, I think, is going to be very good for all of me. That's the message I keep getting on a universal level. So.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, and thank both of you goddesses. I appreciate this.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so we have one more question in this room, and then I think that's it for the show. Okay, so this is from Princeton Ballerina. Hi, ladies. For the past 48 hours, the number 11 or combination has been popping up over 50 times. Is this a magical message or sign from my guides and angels?
It's a magical message.
Well, yes. 50 is comes down to 5, that's big changes.
Yep.
And
so 11 and 11:11, those are all about manifestation and keeping your thoughts positive. So make sure every time you see that number that you want to manifest the positive changes that you want in your life and keep your outlook positive at all times. So that positive manifestation can come forward. So, yes, big signs.
Whoop, whoop.
And,
11:11, 11:11,
those are,
and it's all about
those are magical.
It's all about whole purpose. So get on board.
Yep.
Wake you noodle up and get your butt moving.
Yep. And you know what? You can also, if you want to journal, every time you see that number, write down what your thoughts were at the time and see if there's a pattern. Every time you're thinking about something, you know, are you thinking about the same message when you see that number? So it'll be interesting to see what you write down. So anyway, hope that helps.
All right, guys, I think we are at the end of our show.
Happy Martin Luther King Day.
Yes, happy MLK Day.
So we will see you guys in 2 weeks. We actually have a guest coming on, so I'll be posting that. I can't remember off the top of my head because I haven't gone in and looked at her content, but that's our February 1st show. So hang in there, guys. Mercury retrograde is almost over. We have about 2 more weeks to go, but things are starting to move forward and positively. So just breathe through it. Take time to review and use this time to really hone in on what you want to move
forward. Be like
Dory
and keep on swimming, keep on swimming. You can do it. So we're all gonna get through this together, you guys. So go into our Facebook page and like us and begin a conversation if you're having a hard time. That was the whole reason that we created it.
Exactly.
Do it, and I will be more involved in this. Do it, and I will be more involved in it.
Yeah.
So my New Year goal.
Exactly. And remember, if you guys ever want, you know, like full readings, we're available. So, again, my number is 651-303-0555, and Beth is 651-900-4136. So we both wish you a wonderful day, and we'll catch you soon. Toodles.
Bye. Bye-bye.